podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena episode 35 for Wednesday, March 4th, 2015. Viewer's Choice. This episode is brought to you by Lynda.com, the online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills. For a free 10-day trial, visit lynda.com/arena. That's lynda.com/arena. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. The Android App Arena mailbox was filling up with a number of suggestions that didn't quite fit into particular categories and kind of felt like the right time to focus on some of your favorites because I get a lot of emails from you guys. I know I ask all the time for you to send your picks my way, and I really do appreciate it. But seriously, that's what this episode is all about, your awesome recommendations, as varied as they may be. So, let's waste no more time. Let's let the apps speak for themselves and take a look at three apps that you submitted by emailing arena@twit.tv in this week's Viewer's Choice episode. First, this app was recommended by Alex, saying, quote, "It's the best productivity app. It's helping me launch apps and search contacts instantly." All right, Alex, let's take a look at App Dialer, app and contact search. App Dialer overlays itself over whatever you happen to be doing at any point. Tapping the icon pulls that search over the top of everything else, and you have a few different input options. You can either go the traditional QWERTY way for a full-fledged keyboard, or the arguably more effective T9 keypad. T9 might seem like a relic of technology past, but when it comes to typing in a search for an app or contact on your phone, it's actually quite effective, and the results appear in real time as you tap. So in my experience, one or two characters is all I really need to tap, and I had the app I was looking for. At the top of the keypad is a scrolling list of the last few apps that you've opened on your device, and that might save you a bit more time as well. Now, on the Pro version, you'll get this quick launcher in your notification tray. That'll show you a few of your recent apps and give you direct access to the app as well. App Dialer also includes a widget that you can drop in your home screen to save you from launching it. Just key in the search and go from there. Now, sure, the app drawer in your fancy schmancy launcher might do this kind of thing already, but if not, definitely check out App Dialer, app and contact search. That's free, and there's a pro version for $4.95 in the Play Store. Now let's take a look at a launcher that apparently a ton of people have installed. Personally, it wasn't even on my radar until Austin wrote in to recommend this app for the show. It's called Smart Launcher, and it provides a stripped down approach to your home screen. It's so stripped down, in fact, that the app is hardly larger than 2 megs. Nice small size. This sparse circle of icons in the center actually acts as your command hub for the things you do most often with your device. There's browser, camera, music, phone, image gallery, and messaging by default. You can remove any of those that you don't use, and you can add any other apps to that list by tapping and holding in the center. Just add a bubble and select what you want that bubble to represent. Any app on your device, a folder of apps, or even a shortcut to something deeper like a bookmark or a Dropbox folder. If you've upgraded to the Pro version, you can also add any widgets on subsequent home screens. You just tap that box in the bottom right to take you to those screens. Gesture support allows you to assign actions to finger swipes, and the Pro version also gives you even more options in that regard. Tapping the dots in the bottom left corner takes you to the app drawer, and again, it's very different from what you might be used to. Apps on your device are categorized automatically, making it easier to jump to a particular collection and find the app you need. I'm sure over time I'd get used to thinking about what category the app I want right now falls into and then tapping into it, but I actually found it easier to just tap search and then the first letter. That brought me to where I needed to go quickly. Tap and hold on an icon and you can access expanded options like hiding the app from the tray entirely or uninstalling the app from your device. At the bottom of each category is a plus icon, and that actually shows you popular popular apps from those categories, and one tap takes you to the Play Store to install those on your device. Theming options and settings are expansive if you want to go nuts on your own, or you can access the in-app market for free and paid themes for painting the app in broad strokes. Smart Launcher 2 is free with a pro upgrade for $3.99 in the Play Store. This last app is definitely a departure from the previous two, almost literally, because I'd love to depart to some of the destinations offered up inside Wayfair. Wayfair was recommended by Sonar, so let's take a look. Wayfair puts you in touch with other people from around the globe, so you can share info and pictures from your daily life with them. And vice versa. It's essentially a service for modern day pen palling, and by using Wayfair, you'll have the chance to communicate with someone living an entirely different life from you. Don't get too lurky, because in order to get the full experience, you'll share pieces of your life with them as well. It's part of the give and take of the app. Once you commit, you're matched with a random person from around the world. You're given 7 days of contact with that person, during which time you can engage in chat inside the app. You can select a number of questions like, what I do when I'm bored, or something I see every day. I see this Twit logo inside the gear almost every day, so that qualifies, I think. Tap that plus icon to reveal more options, like sending a photo, a link to a YouTube video that you like, or choosing a mission. This is where you can prompt your new digital pen pal to reveal even more about their everyday lives, like what's the healthiest choice they've made today? Or what's a part of daily life in their city, or even the view from where they're standing right now. It's strangely intimate while still being relatively anonymous. After 7 days are up, you'll be matched with a new person and you start all over. It should be noted that there are precautions built into Wayfair to protect against abuse. You can't select the gender with which you'll be connected. You can't connect with someone in your own country. And there's an abuse reporting mechanism with a 3 strikes rule beyond that. Wayfair allows you to target your overshares with one random person at a time and get to know what it's like in the world outside of your bubble. Expanding horizons is a good thing, right? That's what Wayfair is all about. Wayfair is free in the Play Store. Viewer's Choice episodes are awesome because it gets you, all of you, involved directly, and we end up with an episode that isn't so tied down to a particular category of apps. And well, as the guy who tests them inside and out, what can I say? That's nice for a change. Please keep your recommendations coming. You can email your picks to arena@twit.tv. I will absolutely consider them for a future episode because I plan on doing more of these. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode. That's lynda.com. Lynda.com is for problem solvers, for the curious, for people who want to make things happen. Maybe you want to excel at mastering Excel, the software. You want to learn negotiation tactics, build a website, boost your Photoshop skills. Lynda.com has everything you need to focus your curious mind. Some of the courses I recommend, Up and Running with Java, there's Localization for Developers, and Android Studio Essential Training, which runs through all the essential features of Android Studio and other critical resources that you'll need to build an Android app. Lynda.com also has a great course on simple Android development tools. I've enjoyed personally countless audio production and even video production tutorials that have helped me become a better editor and a better producer here at Twit. With a Lynda.com membership, you can watch and learn from top experts who are passionate about teaching. You can stream thousands of video courses on demand and learn on your own schedule. You learn at your own pace. That's very important here. Courses are structured so that you can watch them from start to finish or consume them in, you know, bite-sized pieces. You browse each course transcript to follow along, or you can search for an answer and skip right to that point in the video. Take notes as you go. Refer to them later. Download tutorials and watch them on the go, including access on your iOS or your Android device. You can create and save playlists, of course, if you want to watch on the go. Put that together on your own to customize your own learning path or share with friends, colleagues, and team members. Your Lynda.com membership gives you unlimited access to training on hundreds of topics, all for one flat rate. Whether you're looking to become an expert, you're passionate about a hobby, or you just want to learn something new, I want you to check it out. Visit lynda.com/arena. Sign up for your free 10-day trial. That's lynda.com/arena. And we thank them for their support of Android App Arena. All right, this week's big app actually harkens back to a theme I featured when this show first began last summer. Let's take a look at that app. On episode 2 of this show, I focused on 3 floating browser apps for Android and anointed Link Bubble the winner of that battle royale. And truth be told, the floating browser category is dense at this point, but an app called Flinx just exited beta and it has a lot of people talking. Let's take a closer look. Flinx is kind of like Link Bubble and Pocket got together and had a baby. First, as floating browsers do, Flinx captures all the links that you tap inside other apps on your device and loads them in the background while showing this floating bubble with its progress. You can load up to 4 concurrent pages inside that bubble. Tapping the bubble enables you to read each page, and when you're done with them, you simply flick or drag the bubble to the X at the bottom. So far, pretty standard fare. And like other apps, there's also this button that toggles from seeing the web page to seeing an easier on the eyes reading mode that reformats the text and images into a decluttered reading layout that actually saves on data consumption as well. But Flinx also has a built-in read later mechanism. When viewing a bubble, you can tap the bookmark to save it to the later list, which can be easily viewed inside the Flinx app from your app drawer. And if you're scanning a site and you double tap a link instead of single tapping, that will automatically add that link to Flinx's read later list without loading it into the floating browser. That saves you even more time. From the Flinx app, you also get a running history of all the links you've tapped on, and settings allow you to make minor tweaks like changing the size of the floating bubble and modifying text scaling when viewing reading content. Flinx is nicely designed and offers a bit more than some of its floating bubble brethren, and it's definitely worth a closer look. Find Flinx for free in the Play Store. Personally, jury's still out on whether I like Flinx more than Link Bubble. They're also similar. And, you know, I use Pocket for my kind of read later service. So it'd be hard personally to pull myself away. But if you like integrating your services, kind of, shaving it down into one single app that does it all, Flinx might be the option for you. So look, if you haven't already heard me say a million times, I love hearing from you. So send me your favorite apps, even categories. If you have an awesome category that you want me to cover on the show, I'm open to that as well. arena@twit.tv. But there is also, of course, a subreddit for the show where I post categories and ask you to tell me about your favorite apps. Other folks are posting categories in there as well. So you can go there and let me know. If you have input on some of your favorite apps, head on over to androidapparena.reddit.com and you can share them with me there. You can follow me on Google Plus. I sometimes talk about Android from time to time there. I host a live viewing party of each week's episode where I'll be on set to answer any questions you might have about the apps in the show. Really anything Android. That happens every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific following Tech News Tonight at live.twit.tv. And finally, if you missed the live taping, don't worry about it. The each week's episode will appear later on that night on the site and in the feeds. And all those details can be found at the show page. That's twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week in the arena.